So, you know, we had this thing happen to us in 2018. Now, you think I'm talking about the bad one, but let's talk about the good one first. Let's talk about the fact that in 2011, when I became Democratic leader in the Georgia House of Representatives, I watched Republicans gerrymander the map of Gwinnett, where they divided the municipalities so the communities that had been voting together for decades were split apart. They gerrymandered out to DeKalb County. They were all over the place, everywhere but the cities of Gwinnett. They were doing their best to separate us because, you see, Gwinnett was changing. A county that had been one race for so long had now become the most diverse county in the state. It's a county that has white communities and black communities, Latino and Asian Pacific Islanders. But more importantly, it had Gwinnettians who were working together, who didn't think that race was a reason not to work together, who connected with one another across city lines and across community lines, bound together by a belief that Gwinnett was capable of more. And yet, when that map was drawn, it was the most gerrymandered map possible. Because despite its voting history, by the end of 2011, its map said that you guys couldn't talk to each other anymore. That if you lived in the wrong neighborhood in Lawrenceville, you weren't going to get to elect the right person to help you. Well, in 2018, you guys decided to tell them the truth about Gwinnett. In 2018, a Republican-dominated delegation became 16 Democrats and 8 Republicans. A delegation that only had a handful of people of color is now nearly majority people of color. This is the county that sent the first Latina to the Georgia General Assembly. It sent the first Korean man to the Georgia General Assembly. It changed the way we look at Georgia. Gwinnett has been the seat of a lot of change, but Gwinnett unfortunately still joined the rest of Georgia when it came to voter suppression. Now, I don't blame Gwinnett. You got good people working here, people who did their jobs on November 6th, people who showed up early and stayed late to guarantee access to the right to vote. But the problem is leadership starts at the top, and there was no leadership in the Secretary of State's office. We're one of the fastest growing counties in America, one of the largest populations in Georgia. There was under-resourcing and under-training. The money that should have come to make certain that every voter in Gwinnett had the right to vote, that money never showed up. The training that the Secretary of State was responsible for providing, he just forgot. And in November of 2018, Karen Lucas showed up at 7 a.m. to cast her vote here at Annistown. Sorry, I went to Anniston Avenue Elementary, so I get a little confused about it. But she came to Annistown to cast her vote, only to find that she was going to have to stand in line for 4 hours. Who has a job where they say you can wait 4 hours to show up to work? Who has a boss that says it's okay for you to be delinquent in your duties so that people have to stay here from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. to make sure justice is done? That shouldn't happen in Gwinnett. It shouldn't happen in Georgia. And yet it was the story for Gwinnett. You see, on that day, November 6th, Gwinnett proved that you are the future, but that we are still mired in a past of voter suppression and voter intimidation and mistakes made, but we are going to correct those mistakes in 2020. We are going to correct those mistakes. That our democracy is made real. And there are those who are running around every time I say democracy, they say republic. I say read the whole thing. I say recognize that we are a representative democracy, that we elect people to speak for us, but that the people should be able to pick their elected officials, that the people should pick their leaders. Politicians shouldn't pick their voters. But that's what's happening across the state. That's what's happening across this country. That too many people who realize their time is up are trying to cling to it by stealing from you. They're stealing your right to vote. With long lines and broken machines, they are stealing your right to vote. With voter purges that have no basis in reality. with hacking that didn't actually happen, but with vulnerability that they refused to correct until the good government coalition took them to court, and they're working on that too. You see, to have a fair fight in Gwinnett County, to have a fair fight in Georgia, we've got to make certain that absentee ballots get counted when they are cast. And that means we have to have one rule for the state of Georgia, not 159. And that means we have to have a Secretary of State who's held accountable for doing his job. And his job is protecting the votes of the state of Georgia. We live in a county where poll workers were told not to allow translators into the polls in violation of federal law. And we had to take them to court about that too. And we won again. But the thing is, you shouldn't have to go to court. You shouldn't have to go to court to use your rights, the most fundamental right of being an American citizen. If you have the right to vote, that right should not be infringed. There shouldn't be a poll tax that happens because you work down in Fulton and it takes 7 hours to get back to Gwinnett. There shouldn't be a poll tax because they have forgotten that naturalized citizens are Americans too. We have to be a state led by Gwinnett that understands that our victories are shared, that our values are shared, but that we have the responsibility to see the future and then build it. I've been asked about what I was going to do next because I'm not the governor of Georgia, despite people thinking I'm confused about that. If I was governor, we have a whole lot of things different right now. Of Georgia should know that every Georgian matters. The governor of Georgia should be making it the primary responsibility to protect the vote, to ensure that no one has to question whether they're going to use it or lose it. No one should worry about whether they're going to match exactly. And no one should have to wonder if democracy works in Georgia. But I've traveled the state since November 6th, and I can tell you the questions still abound. Down in Quitman, where the governor of Georgia, when he was Secretary of State, sicked the GBI on some women who just wanted to have some values imparted into their school board. And they found themselves under indictment. 120 charges. Every single one was later dropped, but someone nearly committed suicide waiting for justice to come. We have a Secretary of State, now governor, who allowed sheriffs to follow black men home when too many of them voted in Hancock County, aided by a member of the Georgia General Assembly. We have a Secretary of State who raided the offices of Latino organizations and Asian Pacific Islander organizations, and who put me under investigation because I got too many people of color signed up to vote in 2014. He's now the person sitting in the governor's office. But he works for us. And what we're going to do is make him work for that job, because we're going to make certain that there's a fair fight in 2020. To my Methodist parents. But we're going to make certain that they understand that Georgia is no longer a guarantee for the GOP. We're going to make sure they know that Georgia is a battleground state in 2020. You see, when we have a fair fight in 2020, we're going to elect the President of the United States. A Democrat is going to take the White House. And we're going to be a battleground because we're taking that Senate seat back. It's going to be ours. Because we deserve a president who believes in our people. And we deserve a senator who works for the people. But we're going to take back the Georgia House of Representatives. And I hear we got a few congressional seats that we're going to take too. Because the battleground means that we're not just fighting for voters. We're fighting for values. We're fighting for people who believe that climate change is real. We're fighting for people who believe in a woman's bodily autonomy and right to make her own choices. We are fighting for education, for public education and public transit and public responsibility. And we're fighting for economic opportunity. We're fighting to make sure that you don't have to work two jobs to make one living. But that means we've got to be able to elect our representatives. That we have to be able to elect our leaders. But we have to also make certain that our voices carry beyond the boundaries of Georgia. You see, I grew up in Mississippi. I came of age in Georgia. I was born in Wisconsin, went to school in Texas, went to school in Connecticut. I'm not moving again. And so, I'm making my stand here in Georgia. We are making a stand for justice, because in the state of Georgia, we can lead the way. We will not fall behind. I'm making a stand in Georgia because I know Nikema Williams is leading a state party that is going to lead the way on voter protection. Because in 2018, when DuBose Porter was serving his time, he made certain that we had the very first and the very only voter protection that was full-time in the state of Georgia. And what DuBose and Rebecca started, Nikema and Scott are continuing. Because what we're going to guarantee around the country is a fair fight. We're going to establish voter protection teams like the one we have here in Georgia, where you have full-time investment in making certain that local volunteers get the resources they need, that those poll workers who are doing the best they can have someone advocating for them at the Capitol. We're going to make certain that people are being trained, that they get the resources they need, and they can stand up and scale up. Because we know 2020 is about all the marbles. We're paying attention to the elections, but I'm going to take a moment to talk about a fair count, because that's a part of this. You see, people don't vote because there are obstacles in the way. They can't register to vote. They can't stay on the rolls. They get on the rolls, they stay on the rolls, but they can't cast their ballot because of long lines and closed polling places. And if they get through all those hurdles, they find out their votes didn't count. And that's the Secretary of State's fault. And we're fighting every day to make it right. But we also have to make certain there's a fair count in the state of Georgia. Because just as hard as they're working to keep our voices silent as voters, they're trying to make sure we don't get seen as Americans. You see, the Trump administration has been working overtime to erase us from the narrative of America. They don't want people to know that Gwinnett County is the most diverse county in Georgia and that Georgia's the most diverse state in the Deep South. Because the reality is they know that our voices are our power, that democracy is our power. And if they can erase us from the narrative, they can eliminate our opportunities. And so we launched Fair Count, which is making sure you get counted. We launched Fair Fight, which has been fighting through legislation and litigation and advocacy. And now we have Fair Fight 2020, because those are nonpartisan organizations and they remain nonpartisan. I don't have that problem. I'm a Democrat. And Fair Fight 2020 is a Democratic operation that's going to go into state parties and invest in those parties and invest in those people so they can stand up and they can scale up and we can build a network that covers America. We're going to start with the battlegrounds, but we're going to be everywhere, because when people know hope is coming, they reach out for it and they grab it. And the last time we reached for hope, we got it. We got it. And so I'm here today to say thank you to Gwinnett County. Thank you for showing us what can be done when we believe, when we work, when we invest, when we try. Thank you for standing with those who didn't think they could stand much longer. Thank you for lifting up those who didn't think they had any more room. And thank you for doing the work it will take to transform the state of Georgia. Because I know that if we work together, if we fight together, if we invest together, we will have a fair fight in 2020 and beyond. Thank you so much.